So the choir asked a question. Who will be a witness for my Lord? That's it? Come on! Who'll be a witness? What a beautiful song to start our series on Acts. The Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of those who were the first witnesses to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what we begin with today, is that series of talking about being witnesses for Jesus Christ. Please stand for the reading from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until that day when he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and throughout the ends of the earth. Here ends our reading. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks and praise this day, for you called all of us here together. You've gathered us together in this place to enlighten us through music, song, scripture readings, prayer, and your word, to be your witnesses in this world. As we take time now, Lord, to pause and reflect upon that in our lives and in our community, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I started and connected with our offertory from the choir and that asking you, who will be witnesses for our Lord? That's because the book of Acts is talking about being witnesses for our Lord. And the book of Acts begins this morning, as you heard, in a variety of ways. But it begins primarily with the apostles, the disciples, gathered together with Jesus. Gathered together with Jesus. And Jesus has a final command to them. A final command to them. And that final command is one word. One word that sets the stage for everything that they are about to do. One word not just for those disciples, but for you and I as well. One word this morning prepares them and you and me for the future. Wait. Wait. That's right. That's the one word this morning. He tells us to wait. Now imagine, if you will, you've just spent 40 days walking with Jesus. 40 days with Christ. 40 days of Jesus giving you proofs convincingly that he is risen. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Now, that's the best news you could ever heard. Imagine again, you've spent 3 years wandering and walking with Jesus. You've seen him heal the lame, raise people from the dead, cast out demons, bring life to communities and to people. You witness his crucifixion, his death on the cross, and even maybe participated in helping lie him in the tomb. And you think all is lost and all is gone and the future is not there anymore to be seen. And now you've spent 40 days with the best news of your life. And you are told to do one thing. Wait. Now, how are you at waiting? Imagine not just that, but you got some great news. You got your dream job or dream part. You passed a class in school that you never thought you could pass. Anybody ever been there? You've got the best news in the world. Maybe you've become engaged, or you want to tell about being pregnant. Or like a colleague of mine who's in the Navy, who in January, Father Joe Coffey, he's a Roman Catholic priest, where he was serving in that, he got a phone call. And he didn't recognize the number, and he called him back. And the phone call went something like this. After they'd been identified, the individual at the other end of the line says this: Father Joe, the Holy Father has selected you to become bishop for the Roman Catholic Church over the VA system in the United States. And after a little bit of trying to figure out, is this really happening? The end of the conversation ends this way: but you can tell no one for 10 days until it is made public by Rome. You cannot pick up the phone and call your brothers and sisters. You cannot tell the command you're serving. You cannot tell anyone that you got this great news. You must wait. So you can imagine the disciples. Imagine my colleague waiting to tell. He actually got up and figured out the time that the news release was going to take place in Rome. And at that time, he started making phone calls. So he picked up the phone at 3 a.m. our time, because he's in San Diego, to tell the world, to tell his family and friends. Wait. Wait. I don't know about the disciples, but I know for me in my own life, and maybe perhaps for you, waiting is kind of an inconvenience. It's kind of an interruption or an intrusion into my life. I got places to be and people to meet and things to do. Come on. Time is ticking. We got to do this. I mean, it's gotten so much so in our society that we go through drive-thrus. How many people use drive-thru? Okay. When I worked in the fast food industry several decades ago, we actually had it timed, and there was a clock and a timer that told us from the minute you hit, the person hit the drive-thru menu, to the time that they left the drive-thru window, you had 3 minutes to process everything. And they had the system where there was a bell or a buzzer that went off when the time clicked. Time's important. How about your telephone, mobile telephone? How often do you use that? How do you use that when you're waiting? You ever go, oh, well, I got to wait. Well, let's see what else I can do to be productive. Read the news, check email, play a game. You know, kind of hard to focus elsewhere, right? How about this? I was reminded this past week, too, is how many use GPS, whether it's in the car or on your phone, when you have to leave someplace? It's not because you don't know what route to take. It's to know which route is the quickest. Because who likes waiting in traffic? Nobody. It's an intrusion. We don't like to wait. There are things to do, places to be, right? Don't have time for this. Come on, let's get on with it. Time's wasting. I can't give it back. But Jesus says to his disciples this morning and to you and me with the greatest news in the world, wait. Why is that? Because waiting for Jesus was essential. Essential to life and faith and being with God. To him, waiting came before working or acting, before witnessing, before everything, because what does waiting do? Waiting allowed God, the Spirit, to fill their lives and prepare people to go forward. Now, a little hint as to what's going on with this. The word wait in the Greek is in the present infinitive active. So English majors, grammarians, on top of it, wait is a verb. So it doesn't mean sit and stand and be still. It has action. And it's action that's in the present. And it's active at that time. And on top of it, it's in the infinitive. So what's its duration? How long does one wait? Until God brings and fulfills his promise. And that promise that Jesus talked to them about was what? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Wait for how long, however long it takes. And we will know when we're filled with the Holy Spirit and it comes. As I thought about that, why do we wait? Why are we sitting in that situation? And I was reminded this morning. I was reminded this morning of Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Who's got it memorized? What happens in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2? Creation. Creation happens in Genesis. And Genesis 2, 7 says this. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Waiting. Waiting. What are you waiting for? We're waiting for the Holy Spirit. What's the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit breathes life into us so that we can go forward. So that we can go forward. And yes, we have to wait. Whether you like it or I like it, doesn't matter. We're stuck. What's the worst traffic jam you ever been in? What do you do while you're sitting in that traffic jam? That's the key. That's the key. Several years ago, I was in San Diego. I was working on Coronado, and I had to get back north. It's only about normally a 45-minute drive, but somebody in Arizona flipped a switch and turned out all the power in San Diego County. It was a three-hour drive because nobody could work. What do you do for those 3 hours? You creatively wait. And that's what God's calling us to do. That's what Jesus is asking us to do today, along with his disciples, is to wait creatively. And that looks like what? Well, the first part of it looks like looking at our history, our own personal history, where we've been, what we have done, and what's taking place. It's a time of standing to let the present catch up, or the past to catch up with the present. To let past events inform present events. What are the lessons learned? What do we learn from where we've traveled? What do we learn from where God has walked with us? What do we learn from where God has placed people in our lives to help us along the road? It's identifying those things and embodying them in ourselves and taking them forward. We have to be fully aware of that, and that's to creatively wait. The other part of creative waiting is as we do those things, it prepares us for future ministry, future witnessing of Jesus Christ. What's that preparation look like? If you're going to go put on a play, you never have a rehearsal, right? Or if you're going to do a film, there's no rehearsals, right? How about football teams, hockey teams, soccer teams? They never need to practice. You just go out there and everything's perfect, right? Preparation is part of creative waiting. Our preparation as witnesses for Jesus Christ includes actively praying, reading Scripture, and not necessarily the passages we like, reading all of Scripture, and praising God, and waiting to hear what God says to us through those things and to one another. That prepares us for our witnessing of Christ. As we do those two things, creative waiting then permits us to see God and God's activity in your life and my life, in our life as a community of faith, how God has called us forward with the great many talents, the much time that's put in, and the treasures that we share that puts forth God's word in our community, in our homes, and in our lives. Creative waiting, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, involves looking at some questions for our lives, such as, who is Jesus calling us to be? What is Jesus calling us to do? What are my core values? What are my values as a follower of Jesus Christ, and how do I live those out? Our answers to those questions is a creative waiting. It fulfills us with the Spirit. It gives us the strength and courage to go forth in the new day. It helps us tell our story, which is the story from Acts. That's our story from Acts forward. That's our story as a community of faith. That's our story as Hollywood Press. That's our story as individuals and families. And that's why we're going to look at Acts. And I ask you to read the book of Acts. And as you read the book of Acts, even go a step further and go back and read Luke first, then Acts. It's a two-volume work. And see and hear where the Holy Spirit, as you actively wait, creatively wait, calls you as a witness to Jesus Christ. So as we reflect upon those things, you realize that the end of Luke is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it's from there that we launch as a church. It is from there that we go to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is from there that the Holy Spirit's given to us as witnesses, and the Holy Spirit is our power. It is our life as God gives himself to us once again. In that process that I challenge you to join me on that journey and look at it, remember these things. For you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. To God be the glory now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks and praise for this day and for coming together in your name. Empower us and feed us and fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may be your witnesses in the world. Amen.